Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devils Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wes of Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. By the way, Wes, you're the third caller. You won the T-shirt. So before you hang up at the end of the call, give Luke your mailing information. He'll send you the T-shirt you won that's designed by Crudy himself, Devil Radio. What's on your mind today, Wes?
Well, I just want to remind people today that the tragedy known as the Wisconsin Wolf Hunt starts today. And I don't know if the listeners had the background on this, but what makes this insidious is the fact that there was one wolf hunt planned for November. However, someone brought the fact up to the DNR to have it earlier, and the DNR voted no. They voted to have it November. Out-of-town hunters sued using the Law and Liberty Institute, and they got a judge to agree with them to force the DNR to have it done as immediately as possible. And then that went up to appeal. And at the very last second, before anybody could do anything, that appeal was shot down for lack of jurisdiction. Now, why this is so insidious is this is the time where wolves are pregnant and nursing. And what they're going to be using against the wolves are snares, which could also injure and or kill your pet or a small child. They will be using, from what I have heard, dogs, which is legalized dog hunting, dog fighting in Wisconsin against these pregnant and nursing wolves. There has been petitions sent to Governor Evers for an executive order to stop this, because it would have to be stopped by March. Over 1,000 postcards I have heard, but so far we have not had a response from the governor. Some people have called, I've contacted the White House, which I urge your listeners to do as well, to see about getting something put in to stop this. It's scheduled for about 200 wolves to be executed or torn to shreds. And what this means is, since these are pregnant and or nursing wolves, this may destroy the ecosystem in Wisconsin, because the wolves are essential to the ecosystem. Also, quotas are hardly ever followed, so it could be a quota of 200, but it's possible that there could be many more wolves killed on top of that. The state of Wisconsin awards $2,500 to a dog that would happen to be killed during this type of event. That's your tax dollars going to a hunter, probably an out-of-state individual, that would have their dog mauled to death or killed in any other gruesome way by a wolf, because of the fact that they're using, that they may be using hounds against wolves. So I'm going to tell your listeners, if you can, reach out to Governor Evers, ask for an executive order immediately to prevent this. Originally it was scheduled for November, so the science could be studied about the impact of doing this. But they found the judge that basically didn't care about that, and proceeded to go ahead with the wolf hunt regardless, to satisfy some out-of-town hunters and the Law and Liberty Institute.
Yeah, Wes, I can't thank you enough for calling in. That's a very important subject, and for everybody's benefit, I endorse what Wes said 100%. Call Evers. Just call him. Get on the phone today. Call your state legislator. Call your congressman. Call the senators, the statewide people. Here's the legal and factual basis. I want to add a little to what Wes just said. Wes, by the way, give your address to Luke, and he'll get your T-shirt. There are 1,000 wolves in this state right now. They've been taken off the endangered species list by the federal government. I thought that was a mistake, quite frankly. They're going to issue 4,000 licenses, all right? 4,000 licenses, and they're going to restrict it to 200 killings. Well, how does a guy up in Marinette know if a guy in Grant County killed a wolf? there's going to be a lot more than 200 killed. And as Wes said, the reason the DNR set this because they're off the endangered species list in November is that's not mating season. They won't be pregnant. February, the science alone would say you don't do it. The plaintiff in this case were some Kansas trophy hunters, Kansas. And they went to Jefferson County and they found themselves a judge who said, yeah, you have a right to shoot whatever you want. The DNR said no. The DNR said no. The correct way to do it would be to appeal the decision of the DNR up through the normal course. They go to a guy, remember something, there's about 350 trial judges around the state. Not all of them are good. Some of them are very good, but some of them are just politicos. Some of them are right-wing politicos. And for an appeals court to then say, we have no jurisdiction, why does the guy in Jefferson County have jurisdiction then? What the DNR says should be given great weight. It's a regulatory agency with scientists. And if you disagree with it, there are ways of appealing it that clearly there's jurisdiction and the court should give great weight to what they said. And for some yahoo from Kansas to wait from February or March to November is not a big penance, okay? It's not even his state. And these yahoos will be out there looking for wolves. And as Wes said, there are 1,000 of them in the state and 200 of them they're going to be licenses for, which means more than that will get them. They'll use snares. Why should I pay $2,500 out of my taxpayer money to a dog from Kansas who gets killed attacking a wolf at a season that the DNR says no? Because they will defend pregnant wolves. This is just wrong. They say they're pro-life. Are you kidding me? This is flat out wrong. And it's wrong politically. It's wrong morally, more importantly. Frankly, wolves should not have been taken off the endangered species. If there's a wolf problem, they come in and grab, you know, chickens and cattle and a farmer has to defend, and that's one thing. But having a wolf season is wrong. But what's really wrong, this reminds me of so many things. We turn over our, you know, people's private homes to Foxconn. We turn over DNR decisions to Kansas trophy hunters. Whatever happened to people who represented Wisconsin? You ever heard of them? You ever heard of them? Where are they? Where are they? Wes, thanks for calling in. This is very wrong. Very, very wrong. The federal government should never have taken them off the endangered species list. But once they did, the DNR should control the hunting season. And if they said November, that means November. And a hack judge should not be permitted to change that just because he wants to score points with the Law and Liberty Institute and the right wing in this state. At what point, even if you're a hunter, especially if you're a hunter, you say no. The DNR says the season should be November, it's November. That's because they're not mating in November. They're not mating in November. And to let them snare them, trick them, attack them with dogs, that's wrong. Just very, very wrong. Wes, I'm very glad you called in, a very important point. And it also goes to the judicial system of the state. It's gotten polarized. It's gotten politicized. In this case, it's going to result in very, very bad environmental policy. Environmental policy should not be made by judges. It should be made by legislators. And they're the ones that pass on the regulatory agencies like the DNR. And then there's judicial review from then. And there's plenty of jurisdiction. What the Court of Appeals did was wrong. What the judge did was wrong. It's wrong. Thanks for calling in. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.